Now, why is cloud computing so hot now? There isn't time to go into what cloud computing is and so on. I'm really going to take this very, very briefly, this introduction. But I think it's fair to say that the explosive growth in online scalable IT resources on demand, and that's really what cloud is about, is proving to be highly disruptive. A lot of the concerns people have about moving to the cloud, as they call it, they do relate to compliance and liability. They're very much legal and regulatory issues, so relevant to everybody in this room, including issues of transparency, control, and security. And certainly the revelations, thanks to Edward Snowden and others, of massive and systematic government surveillance haven't exactly boosted confidence in the cloud. But I'll come back to that issue a little later. One thing I want to stress, though, is you'll keep hearing about cloud described as infrastructure as a service, so the physical infrastructure, the servers and the power supplies and all that stuff, and then platform as a service, which is one level up in terms of usability. So you'll probably get an operating system, you might get an environment like Microsoft Azure, on which you can spin up virtual machines, you can run your own application software on, say, Azure. But then the top level is software as a service, fully built and usable services such as webmail and CRM services and so on that you can just access from a web browser. What a lot of people forget is that underneath all of that, there are physical networks. And indeed, all the talk of virtual machines may give you the idea that the cloud is kind of the ultimate vaporware, you know, clouds, rain. But actually, it's a highly physical environment. And that's one of the key things I want to focus on in this talk. So the internet is also a global network of networks. It has been almost from the very beginning, as ARPANET was deployed beyond the US and became a global standard for communications. But geography still matters. It matters for a number of reasons. First of all, there are these huge network data pipes, and I'll just give you a couple of pictures in a minute, on which the internet is totally dependent for its functionality.